Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The only program dedicated to currency events. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The Kurder Burger, a fan favorite at Culver's, is coming back next week, but for a limited time. Joining us to talk about how fast food specialty offerings help drive foot traffic and boost sales is Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works, a.k.a. the restaurant coach in Chicago. Izzy, thank you for joining us today. And there must be some math, Izzy, when it comes to determining what kind of a pop you're going to get out of a specialty item on your menu, whether it's the Kurder Burger or the McRib or some other type of one-off. You got to figure out, you know, does the cost of materials, will that be offset by people coming in and then buying other things?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the McRib comparison is a great one. So I don't think it's about looking at, you know, product or bringing it back and the cost to bring it back. It's, you know, the idea of, hey, we took a very popular item away. We're going to introduce it once a year. And boy, is it going to be spectacular. It's going to more than make up for the cost of bringing it back.
And then when we talk about these types of specialty items, I mean, this thing began, the Kurder Burger at Culver's. It was an April Fool's joke starting in 2021 and then became an annual event after that. It was just so popular the first time around. And when determining the success of a specialty item such as this, obviously you have to go on the dollars and cents, but you also have to factor in the publicity. The social media traffic, the fact that you and I are talking about that, and how, as a business, how can you quantify that?
Well, a lot of times, you know, companies realize they put something on the menu, it starts off pretty well. Kurder Burger, you know, grew from that April Fool's kind of a joke to, you know, people really loved it. And there, you know, once something's on the menu for, you know, 6 months or a year, the excitement kind of dissipates and it just becomes another item. So when they take it off, boom, that creates a whole new sense of outrage. Oh my God, they took the Kurder Burger off, or they stopped selling the McRib. They wait a year, and when they put it back on, that excitement's there. And it brings in, you know, that Kurder Burger may only represent, 10% of the sales over that period of a month. But if a family of four comes in, only one of them is going to get the Kurder Burger. The others are going to get their favorite items plus the custard. So the sales are going to be spectacular because while it seems like they're just bringing back this one item, they're bringing back families to Culver's during this period of time.
If you are in the fast food space or quick service restaurant space and you have to come up with new items, are you constantly under pressure to come up with menu items that A, are both good, B, cost effective, and C, and this is probably the most important part of all, they get attention. They break through the media noise. And I'm just thinking back to like nearly 20 years ago, I was on the radio when the Baconator came out, and I thought that was going to be a one-off by Wendy's. And now it's a stalwart on their menu. It's just, it's tried and true, and it's been there forever.
Right, and it's done very well. But imagine if they took that off for a year and then reintroduced it. So taking it off the menu makes it exciting and gets everybody talking, and then putting it back on. But that has become, as you say, a staple, and creating new menu items in the fast food space is not always easy. There's a lot of competition out there, but when you know, they announce something and it hits, they've really created something exciting for the long-term future.
I would imagine social media is both a help and a hindrance for trying to launch new or specialty menu items, because on the one hand, you can get a lot of organic social media reach if you do have a hit. But at the same time, menu innovation, you have to shoot it through the prism of how is this going to look on Instagram and will people talk about it on TikTok?
Well, you know, that is interesting, especially when we look at your, you know, Baconator example, because 30 years ago, we didn't have social media to the extent that we have it now. And that Baconator may not have been as popular with the naysayers coming out immediately talking about the calories or, you know, the fat content and all those different things, you know, giving the company a hard time on both sides. So in today's world, it is hard to please everybody. And if the company thinks they have something, they need to stick with it, push it, and make it a classic.
Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works, a.k.a. the Restaurant Coach in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Coming up next, Starbucks is making some significant moves in its turnaround effort.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.